Tony and Terry are an amazing pastor, and this is our new Saltillo mission team, taken hours ago last night, and so we're going to be praying for them at the conclusion of the sermon. And so there are 10 of us that will be going, and we are so excited. Tony and Terry shared their heart with the team last night over Jersey Mike's subs, and then we had a time where we all stood up and really started to invite the Holy Spirit, and had a time where Tony and Terry, myself, and our team leaders laid hands on each participant of the team to pray, and the Holy Spirit visited us in such a powerful way. And it's the beginning of something very special, I believe, not just for the team that's going this year, but for us in the years to come. So Tony's going to come in just a moment here to share God's word. And there are many of you that speak Spanish much, much better than myself. And but we have this pastor connection. We've done this before. And so if it's okay, I'll do my best to translate. And if I mistranslate, 99% of you won't even know that I mistranslated. I'll preach my own sermon. So I'll talk about Jesus, so don't worry about that. So it's all good. And so you can send me the correct translation on Google Translate a little bit later. But at this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Tony Garcia, usted puede venir y predicar tu mensaje esta mañana. Thank you for this opportunity to be together here with you. And it's been a real blessing to be able to have a relationship with me over these years. For almost 26 years, we have known each other. We have a beautiful history together because of those 26 years. And he is just thankful for a chance to be reminded of the beautiful history in the past through some of those slides.
Okay, yo acepté a Cristo como mi Salvador en 1984.
In 1984, Tony came to know Christ as Lord and Savior.
Realmente yo no era católico.
In reality, he wasn't really a fervent Catholic.
Yo era alcohólico.
He was actually an alcoholic.
Muy diferente.
Very, very different.
Pero yo trabajaba en el Departamento de Agricultura en el gobierno de Coahuila.
I worked for the state government of Coahuila in the Department of Agriculture.
Pero realmente no era feliz.
But I really was not happy.
Pero cuando Cristo viene a mi corazón, yo cambió mi vida, fui diferente.
But when Christ entered my life, it changed my life completely.
Cuando yo acepto a Cristo como mi Salvador, toda mi familia, incluyendo a papá y mamá, todos se convirtieron.
When I came to know Christ, it wasn't just me, but it was my entire family. My mom, my dad, and all my siblings came to know Christ at the same time.
Nueve de mis hermanos.
He has nine brothers and sisters, and everyone accepted Christ as Savior and Lord. Amen. And one gift or blessing from God was he was able to obtain a visa to visit the United States at that time, right after he became Christian. And the other gift was that he was able to also bring his wife, Terry. She was the next gift in her life, in his life. Sí.
Nos casamos en 1990.
1990, 1990, they were married. Is that right? All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, trouble with numbers. Sí.
Dios nos regaló un viaje a los Estados Unidos. Un viaje a los Estados Unidos.
And so they took a trip to the United States after they got married.
Casualmente ahora Dios nos está regalando este viaje después de 33 años de casados.
Este viaje. Now they're back in the United States after 33 años, 33 years of marriage. Here they are together in the United States again. Thank you very much.
Bueno, Dios nos
I have three children, as you've seen on the slides.
Zulema nos ha regalado un nieto.
And my oldest daughter, Zulema, has a son.
Somos abuelos.
And we are grandparents. And my oldest daughter, Zulema, also is pregnant with our second child.
La familia está aumentando.
And so his family is growing.
Pero Tony Junior está como misionero en África.
My son, Tony Junior, is a missionary in Africa, in the country of Mozambique.
Maestro de español, y cuando va a Mozambique, lo que hace es fundar una escuela.
He's a Spanish teacher by profession, but he went there and he started a school for young children in Mozambique.
Ahora él tiene 8 años en Mozambique.
And now it's been 8 years he's been serving the Lord as a missionary in Africa.
Mi esposa y yo pensamos visitarlo en octubre de este año.
And my wife and I plan to visit them this coming October in Mozambique.
Oren por nosotros.
And please pray for us.
Y tenemos otra hija más, Cecia, ella es directora de alabanza en La Roca.
And his daughter Cecia, the youngest, is the worship leader of their church, La Roca.
Es nutrióloga.
She's a nutritionist.
Pero sus consultas no hacen mucho efecto.
But not very effective, as he enjoys, as you can see, food.
Okay, gracias por permitirnos estar con ustedes.
Once again, thank you for allowing me to be here with you all. I'm very, very happy to be here, to be able to get to know you. And there have been some of you that have been to La Roca. And so happy that another team from Trinity will be coming this coming July, as you saw in that slide.
Saltillo es una de las ciudades más seguras de México.
And Tony is sharing that Saltillo is actually one of the safest cities in all of Mexico. So please, don't worry. What you see in the news, they'll be safe. I might ad lib a little bit. Everything will be fine.
Okay, quiero compartir un mensaje con ustedes.
I would like to share a message with you.
Su título es De Regreso a Casa.
The title is To Return Home.
Hemos estado muy contentos aquí en, con ustedes.
Very, very happy to be here with you all.
En la casa del Pastor Pedro y Katy, muy, 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 muy felices, muy contentos.
And he's been able to stay with us as we've been hosting them at our house, and he's been really happy about that.
Pero mañana regresamos a nuestra casa.
But he's happy because tomorrow morning he will be flying back to his home. Here it's really, really beautiful.
Pero Saltillo es otra cosa.
But his home is another thing. It's todo es bonito también. Oh yes, for him it's also very beautiful.
Okay, por eso el título es De Regreso a Casa.
The title is To Return Home.
Jesucristo estaba en el cielo.
The Lord Jesus was in heaven,
y él vino para visitarnos aquí en la tierra.
And he came to earth to visit us.
Dejó su gloria.
He left his glory in heaven,
su trono,
his throne
en el cielo, para venir aquí en la tierra.
In heaven to come here to earth.
Realmente vino a sufrir.
He came and he came and he suffered in our world. But he came with a purpose.
El propósito era juntarnos como una familia.
His purpose was to gather us as one family.
Y que nosotros pudiéramos invitar a más gente para entrar en el reino de Dios.
In order for this family to invite others and all the world to be part of this family and to be with us.
Bueno, cuando Jesucristo cumple su misión en la tierra,
when Jesus accomplished his purpose on earth,
él está listo para regresar a su casa.
He was getting ready to go back to his home in heaven.
Cuando él regresa a su casa, los ángeles dicen bienvenido.
And so when he returned back into heaven, the angels welcomed him back home. Welcome home.
Y lo coronan de gloria.
And they put on him, crowned him with glory.
Ahora él está con su papá.
Right now, Jesus is with his Father in heaven.
Y hay una fiesta.
And there is a party going on, a celebration.
Por eso es bueno regresar a casa.
Because it is good to be able to come home.
Mañana que regresemos a casa, vamos a hacer fiesta.
In Saltillo.
En Saltillo.
In Saltillo, there will be a party and celebration as they get ready to return back home to Mexico.
Okay, hay un pasaje en las Escrituras.
And so the passage we're going to look at,
San Juan, capítulo 14.
John chapter 14.
Dice esta escritura, no se preocupen, confíen en Dios y confíen también en mí, dice Jesús. En la casa de mi Padre hay lugar para todos.
Starting in verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled, believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?
Y dice Jesús, voy a preparar un lugar para usted.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Después de esto, volveré. Después de esto, volveré para llevarlos conmigo y así estaremos juntos.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Amen.
Okay. Creo que estamos esperando que Jesús venga.
At this time, we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Que venga o no venga.
To come or not to come, que venga, to come, return, come Jesus.
Pero Jesús fue a preparar una casa para ti y para mí.
The Lord Jesus is preparing a home for you and I.
Ahora, quiero decirte algo.
I want to share with you something.
Tu casa es muy bonita.
Your house is beautiful.
Muy cómodo.
Very comfortable.
Esa cama está de lujo.
And the most luxurious, comfortable bed.
Duerme uno muy rico.
See, you'll sleep very, very well.
Todo, la comida, mucha comida.
And a lot of great food.
Todo es muy bueno.
Everything is so good.
Pero,
but,
en el cielo,
but in heaven,
las cosas están mejor. Tu casa estará mejor todavía.
But in heaven, no matter how good your things are here, it will be far better in glory.
Por ello es importante.
For this, it is important.
Nosotros estemos esperando la venida de Jesucristo.
And so because that is important that we have the expectation that Jesus will return.
Porque entonces todos estaremos en el cielo.
Mande.
Entonces todos estaremos en el cielo.
All things, all of us will be together in heaven. Thank you, Dennis Garcia. I'm starting to get brain fog. Yes.
Okay, quiero contarles dos historias en la Biblia.
And I would like to share with you two stories from the Bible.
Abraham. Dios le dice, sal de tu tierra y de tu familia.
Told Abraham to leave your land with your family and go.
A un lugar que yo te voy a mostrar.
In a place that I will show you in the future.
Realmente Abraham no sabía dónde iba.
He had no idea where he was going.
Salió de su casa a un lugar.
But he left his home, although he did not know where he was going.
Realmente Abraham no tenía una casa en la tierra.
Abraham did not have a home here on earth in this world.
La Biblia dice que habitaba en tiendas de campaña, habitaba en un lugar en otro. Abraham.
He set up temporary shelters as he was following God.
Pero él llegó a la tierra de Canaán, la tierra que fluye leche y miel.
But he arrived at the land of Canaan that was flowing with milk and honey.
Como los Estados Unidos.
Kind of like the United States.
Abraham tuvo que salir de esa tierra para ir a Egipto porque tiene problemas, ¿no? En un tiempo faltó comida, él tiene que regresar a Egipto.
Egipto.
A Egipto.
Egypt.
Yeah.
When there was problems, he went to Egypt.
Pero Abraham tiene un destino.
But Abraham had a destiny.
Dios le mostró un camino.
That God would show him the way, the path.
Entonces el pueblo de Israel tiene que ir a Egipto por un tiempo.
And so they were there in Egypt for some time.
Realmente solamente iban para comer y vivir por poco tiempo.
They were there to eat, to live for a short time.
Pero Israel se quedó por muchos años, 430 años en Egipto.
But they ended up, his descendants, 430 years in Egypt.
Entonces ahí aparece Moisés, que es otra historia.
Moses also is another story from Scripture.
Moisés nació en Egipto.
But Moses was born in Egypt.
Con todos los honores, como un príncipe.
With all the honor.
Pero él sabía que esa tierra no le pertenecía.
But he knew that that was not his land.
Él tenía que salir de ese lugar.
He also had to leave that place
para ir a la tierra que fluye leche y miel.
To go to the promised land that God had talked about, the land flowing with milk and honey.
La tierra de la promesa.
The land of promise, the land of the covenant.
Moisés tiene que sacar al pueblo.
Moses also had to be removed from his homeland.
Para ir a su casa.
In order to go to his true home.
Salen al desierto.
And so he left through the desert.
Hay muchos problemas.
And lots of problems.
Muchas dificultades.
Much difficulties.
No hay McDonald's.
There wasn't a McDonald's in the desert. Chick-fil-A. El pollo frito.
No hay.
No Chick-fil-A either. Ah, qué lástima. Me gustó mucho Chick-fil-A, el pollo.
Sí.
Lo siento.
Está bien.
Sí.
Muchos problemas.
Lots of problems in the desert.
40 años.
For 40 years.
For
40 years in the desert.
Pero hay una promesa.
But there was a promise.
Su casa.
His home.
Y pueden ellos ver de lejos el río Jordán.
And from the distance he could see the Jordan River.
Y allá está la tierra prometida.
And there was the promised land.
Muchos mexicanos están en Saltillo y pueden ver el río Bravo para estar en la tierra prometida.
A lot of Mexicans similarly can see across the river and see the United States.
Okay. Entonces tenemos una promesa.
And so we have a promise.
La tierra que fluye leche y miel.
The land that flows with milk and honey.
Pero espero que estén entendiendo el mensaje de regreso a casa.
And so the message is, return to your true home.
En la Biblia tenemos otro ejemplo.
In the Bible there's another example.
Cuando la Biblia habla de el hijo pródigo.
The prodigal son.
Un padre tiene dos hijos,
a father had two sons.
Pero uno de ellos dice, dame la herencia que me toca.
One said, please give me the inheritance.
Y el padre reparte sus bienes, comparte sus bienes.
And so he did.
El hijo se va fuera de su casa.
And so this son left outside his home.
Y gastó todo. Su dinero.
And he spent wastefully all of his money.
Viviendo perdidamente, viviendo mal.
He lived very badly.
Todo lo gastó.
Todos.
Todo lo gastó. Todo gastó.
He spent everything, every penny.
Se quedó sin nada.
And he was left with nothing.
Y después entonces él tiene que ir a apacentar.
And so he ended up going to the place where the pigs were.
Algo no muy agradable para los judíos.
And a place not very good for the Jewish people.
Pero él tiene hambre.
But he was very hungry.
Pero él tiene un recuerdo.
But he had a memory.
En la casa de mi padre,
in the house of my father,
hay abundancia de pan.
There is an abundance of bread.
En la casa de mi padre,
in the house of my dad,
hay abundancia de amor,
there is abundance of love,
de comida,
of food,
y de felicidad,
and happiness.
Okay, quiero decirte que el hijo pródigo tuvo que arrepentirse de sus pecados.
And so the prodigal son had to repent of his sins.
Él dice, volveré a mi casa.
He said, I will return back to my father's house.
Y viviré con mi padre.
And vivir.
Viviré con
and mi I will live with my father.
Cuando el hijo llega a la casa de su padre,
and when he arrived home,
va en unas condiciones no muy agradables.
He arrived in very poor conditions.
Drogadicto,
drug addicts, gangsters,
un mal viviente, sucio,
very dirty,
mal.
Really bad.
Pero papá lo reconoce. Papá se da cuenta que él es su hijo. De lejos lo vio, dijo, él es mi hijo.
But from a distance, he still recognized his son. That is my son.
Corre el papá a donde está su hijo y lo abraza.
And he ran to his son and put his arms around him and gave him an embrace.
No importa su condición.
The condition of his son was not important to him.
Fue lo que hizo Jesús conmigo.
That's what Jesus did for me.
Maloliente por el alcohol.
I was an alcoholic.
Y por el pecado.
And a sinner.
Pero Jesús tuvo misericordia.
But Jesus showed me his mercy.
Y me abrazó.
And he hugged me and embraced me.
Y me hizo hijo suyo.
You are my son.
Soy hijo de Dios.
I am a son of God.
Repítelo, soy hijo de Dios.
Repeat after me, I am a child of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somos hijos de Dios.
We are children of God.
Jesucristo dice,
Jesus says,
yo soy el camino,
I am the way,
la verdad,
I am the truth,
y la vida,
and the life.
Y nadie va al Padre,
no one comes to the Father
si no es por mí,
except through me.
Jesús es el camino al Padre.
Jesus is the way to the Father.
Tenemos que ser hijos de Dios.
We need to be children of God.
Arrepentirnos de nuestros pecados.
We need to repent of our sins.
Que Jesucristo sea nuestro Salvador.
And that because Jesus is our Savior.
Jesucristo es el camino.
El is, Jesus is the way
para llegar al Padre.
To arrive, to get to the
no
Father.
Hay otra manera de ir al cielo.
There's no other way to heaven.
Solamente por Jesucristo.
Only through Jesus.
Jesucristo está vivo.
Jesus is alive.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus will return soon. And we are waiting for his return with love. And we have this opportunity to invite people to come to know the Father. And Jesus gave us one command for all. Go. Africa. Go.
Vayan por todo el mundo a predicar el evangelio.
Go throughout all the world and preach the gospel.
Okay. Yo creo que Estados Unidos es un país privilegiado.
The United States is a very privileged nation.
Y Dios ha bendecido este país.
God has blessed America
para mandar misioneros a México,
in order to send missionaries to Mexico
mundo.
And all the nations of the world.
Dios lo puede hacer otra vez.
And God
lo puede hacer otra vez.
He can do it again.
Estamos en el mejor lugar.
You are in the best place.
Para de ser discípulos de Jesús.
In order to make disciples of Jesus.
E ir a predicar el evangelio.
And go to preach the gospel to the nations.
Gracias.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tony, for that wonderful reminder. Thank you.